Ran Samach Amar Aleph. Toshma. We're trying to bring a raya to Rav Papa Shiloh, or Rav Shiloh, whoever it was who said it. Whether when the Mishnah says Shalol and Shalolishma, is it talking about Avoda Achas? And that would depend on the Machlokas of Meir and Yossi, whether Tafas Lashon Rishon, or Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitbas. Or is it talking about two Avodas? One he did Lashma, and the other he did Shalolishma. And then it'd be the Kulayam. Everybody would hold that it's possible. Toshma. La'ochlov, the Shalol La'ochlov Kosher. Later on, the next Mishnah says that if you shechted the Korban Pesach for people who can eat it and people who can't eat it, sick people, can't eat a kazayas, kosher. Versus Hechidon, how's it talking? Enema b'shnei avodos, if it's talking about two avodos. What? Ah, I thought there was a retaxi. Toshma, go back. Shachlo shalola oklov shalola nuyav la reilin with me impossible. You shechted it for people who can't eat it, or people who are not counted on this carbon, or for people who are Arayim. They're what's it called? They don't have a bris milah because their brother has died because of bris milah, so they don't have a bris milah. The tmeim or their tamid, possible, because it says ish lafi achlo tachos walaseh. You have to shecht it for people who can eat it, but if you shecht it for people who can't eat it, it's possible. So Rashi says, Shalola Ochlav, Lecholo Lezakin, personal sick or old, She'en Yecholim Lechol Kazayas, who can't eat a Kazayas, Ve'en Bo Menuyim Achir Melehen. Rashi says it's talking, there's nobody else on this carbon except for them. So they ask on Rashi, Lechora, if there's nobody else on the carbon except for them, the carbon's possible. Because you don't even, if you didn't have any Kavana, because there's nobody could eat the carbon. So one of the answers they give is the following, that it's talking where there's 10 people, 10 old people who are menuyim on this carbon, and none of them can eat a kazayas, but all together they can eat a kazayas. So the carbon's not possible, because lamaisa kazayas will be eaten. But lamaisa, and if you didn't have any kavana to check the dafka for these people, it'd be kosher. But since you have kavana dafka for people who can't eat it, it's possible. Here it's clear that it's talking about one avodah. There's only one machshava. Can't be talking about two avodah. There's only one machshava. You shechted it shalom la'ochlov. Umid the seifa b'avodachas, reishanami b'avodachas. Since the seifa is talking about one avodah, the stam of the reish is talking the same way. One avodah. Versus midi iri. It's no raya. Hakadisa v'hakadisa. And the reish seifa b'avodachas, reish i'b'avodachas, i'b'shtei avodahs. Sefer Taka is talking about one avodah, the Reisha could be talking either way. So we have no raya one way or the other. There's no hechrich, just because the Sefer is talking about a case of one avodah, that the Reisha Dafka has to be talking about a case of one avodah. Rashi. Paso. Ki'ish l'fi achlo k'siv. Haroi lecho. Has to be ish l'fi achlo. Person has to be fit to eat, to be able to be what's it called, manui on a korban pesach. Shalolim nuyav nimnu olav chabura zu b'shachtu l'shem chabura achas. You shechted it for people who were not counted on this korban. La reilim Yisrael shemesu echob machmas mila. A Jew who's not an apikoris, because an apikoris anyway is possible. It's a ben nechar. Talking where he's just an orel, but he's not an apikoris. He didn't not have a bris mila because he didn't want to. He's not allowed to. The Hain Psulim Melech Pesach, the seed Kor, or Lo Yochabo, even it's not his fault, he's not allowed to have a bris mila, it's Pikuach Nefesh, still he's possible for Korban Pesach. Tmeim Nomi Asurim Bekotchim. Person's Tame is also to eat Kotchim. Uva Koris, say, Nalachi lost, and get Koris if he eat it. The Mor says, Hoch a Pshita Bavo, the Achas Koi, the Hochada Machshova, who dig is only one Machshova, can't be two Bavo, this is one Avoda, one Machshova. Reisha nami b'avodachas, so it would seem to imply that the Reisha is also talking about one avoda, kloma afilu b'avodachas, or lo krav neir, and therefore it's not like krav neir. Where it says, mi de iri b'chirayu, so it's no hechrich. Sefer de machshava achas mayri lekalok mei le'elabavod achas. Reisha de mayri b'shtei machshavos ike lo'op mei i'ach bavod achas ud lo'kan neir i'b'shtei avodis lo'op bavod achas rab neir. So the Reisha, we have no raya to Rav Papa Shaila. Okay, Tashma, another try. La'ochla v'shalo la'ochla. You shechted it for people who can eat it and people who can't eat it. Kasha, hechidami. If you say it's talking about two avodas, you shechted for people who can eat it, and you resorted to dam for people who can't eat it. Yet kavana for people who can't eat it. The time of the chosha bezrika, the emach shevas ochlin bezrika. Right? And the reason it be kosher is because the halacha of shalola ochlav only applies to shechita. Not like we said with the other psulim. All the other psulim passel in any one of the four avodas. But shalola ochlav is only by shechita. Because where it says that you have to shecht, where you have to have people who are going to eat it, is by the shechita. Right? Tachosu al asher. Ish lefi ochlav tachosu al. Tachosu means to shecht. So you shecht for the sake of people who are going to eat it. But what's it called? But the other avodos, for eating or not eating, doesn't passel. Right? So therefore, if you'll say, the person had machshava for shechita, l'shem ochlav, right? He shechted it for the sake of people who can eat it, but he was zorik the dam for people who can't eat it. And the reason it's kosher is because there's no machshavas ochlin bezrika. Because the whole machshava for people to eat it is only makes a difference by shechita, not by any of the other avodas. From that you could infer that if you had two machshavas, la'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav, by what's it called, by shechita, be posel. Moses, that's not true. But kain malon mikzas ochlin lo posel. As long as you had in mind some people who could eat it, it's kosher. Because the shalola ochlav doesn't posel, just doesn't, not kosher. So if you shechted it for some people who can eat, that's good enough. Even though you also had in mind people who can't eat, that's not a negative, that's just not a positive. Right, so can't be talking about two avodas, because even in one avoda, la ochla v'shalo la ochla is kosher. Rashi, ibishtei avodas v'lo b'avoda. One second, la ochla v'shalo la ochla can refer to us. Hey, chitami, inem ibishtei avodas shachlu la ochla amenas lizrok shalo la ochla. You shechted it la ochla in order to be zorik the dam shalo la ochla. This Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Because Pasha is talking where you made this whole zrika, the shalola ochlav. Not that you shechted it al menas. But Rashi for some reason learns that it's talking where you shechted it, la ochlav, al menas lizrok es hadam shalola ochlav, and that would be kosher. Vashminim de kosher, the time of my, mishum de emach sheves ochlin, emach sheves psul ha ochlin, kikon chol zokin, poselis bezrika. The machshava shalola ochlav only passes by shechita. The beshchita who dechsivi ochlin, lefi ochlo tachosu, v'hainu tishcho, tachosu means to shecht, kidem targaminam v'shochat v'yikos. Pavo v'achas kegon beshchita, da mahanye b'machshev v'sochlin pasul. V'afilu kai gavna, da omer la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla, right, it would be pasul. It's not true. V'akai malon, v'lekamon, nitzas ochlin, kegon hocha, da nimnu bogu uyim lecho v'shochtu l'shem kulan koshik. That if you had people who could eat and people who can't eat, and you shechted it for all of them, it's kosher. The hakula shechita nami mishum ochlin tzricha. Because you need to shecht even for one person. Right? You can't shecht part of the animal. Either you shecht all of it, or you shecht none of it. So even if you have one person who could eat it, the shechita is a good shechita. The yetzel kazayis basar below shechita. Ula kamen meforish maishnot de lishmo v'shalo lishmo paso ula ochlav shalo la ochlav kosher. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain why is shalolah shalola ochlav, where you have a good machshav and a bad machshav is kosher, and lishma and shalolishma is possible. Ela, the Gemara says, la avoda achas, must be talking in one avoda. And even so, la ochlav shalola ochlav is kosher, and shalola ochlav alone is possible. Umid the sefer avoda achas, reishanomi avoda achas. And since the Sefer is talking dafka by one avoda, or even by one avoda, the Reisha could also be talking by even one avoda. And therefore, it doesn't go like Rav Meir. Mar says, no, me the iri, hakadisa, lakadisa, seif abavodachas, reisha, obavodachas, obishvei abodos, no, no right. Each case is talking where it fits. So the reisha could be talking tafka, bishvei avodos, and go like Reb Meir, or the reisha could be talking even by shvei avodos, and go not like Reb Meir. There's no raya from the Sefer for the fact that the Sefer has to be talking even by Voda Achas, that the Reisha is also talking by Voda Achas. Rashi, Elala, by Voda Achas, Af by Voda Achas Kosher. It's clear that in the Sefer, even one Avoda, La Ochla, Vishalo La Ochla, would be Kosher. Masnis and Bain by Voda Achas, Bain Bishte Avoda is Kovar. Therefore, the Reisha also is probably talking the same way, either in one Avoda or in both, either way. Here Rashi says the other way, that he was shochet la'ochlav and he was zorek shalol la'ochlav, not amenas lizrok. I forgot the kula zrika shalol la'ochlav kosher, mishum dein machshev esochlim bezrika. With the seifa af bavodas achas kamar, and since the seifa can be talking in either case, avoda achas or shtei avodos, Reisha nami af bavoda achas kamar. The Reisha also can be talking in either case, and therefore it doesn't go like Reb Meir. The shmo shelo lishmo pasul. The afik mar dvar of all the nishmas for Reb Yossi hivel or Reb Meir. Mor says no, no right. Seifa af bavoda achas, Reisha imaloch I af bavoda achas, Reb Yossi hi I b'shtei avodos kamar v'lo bavoda achas Reb Meir. He says, no, it's no right. The Sefer Taka is talking either way, and the Reisha, we don't know, could be talking either way, and it's not like Reb Meir, or it's only talking b'shtei avodos, and it goes like Reb Meir too. Iboilahu, new Shaila. So we don't know. We don't have any rayas one way or the other to Papa Shaila, right? And we end with a Shaila. Shaila, whether if you what's it called, if the halachas like Reb Meir or the halachas like Reb Yossi, that's basically the Shaila. Is our Mishnah go dafka according to Reb Yossi or even according to Reb Meir? If it's talking b'avod ha'achas, it's dafka according to Reb Yossi. If it's talking b'shtei avod, it's dafka, then it goes even according to Reb Meir. Okay, boy elohu, new Shaila. Pesach sheshachto b'shar yimos hashana l'shmo b'shelo l'shmo mahu. So halacha is like this. If you shecht according to Pesach, when it's supposed to be shechted, then shalol lishmoa passels it, and lishmoa kashes it. So we know if you shecht it lishmo, and shalol lishmoa it's passel. Pesach shalol bismano. Pashas it's talking Pesach before, what's it called, before Pesach comes. Where it's omeid still for Pesach, okay, because what you could still bring it for Korban Pesach. It's talking in Adar. You separated your Korban Pesach in Adar, and a month later you're going to bring this as a Korban Pesach. But today in Adar it's not kosher for Korban Pesach. So the halacha is Pesach sheshachto shelo bizmano. If you shechted a Korban Pesach in the improper time, on another day besides Erev Pesach, so it's kosher to be a shlomim. Okay, but there's a shail in the Gemara later on, whether it's automatically a shlomin, even if it didn't have any kavana to make it to a shlomin, you shechted it l'shem Pesach, right? It's still kosher because automatically it's a shlomin, or no? You have to have kavana that it's not that you're not doing it l'shem Pesach. You're doing it l'shem shlomin. You have to be oker it l'shem shlomin, okay? But otherwise, it's omid l'Pesach, and if you shechted l'shem shlomin, it's possible. But what's it called? Shechted it stam, it's possible. If shechted it l'shem shlomim, you're oker it from a Pesach, and basically it's a shlomim. After Pesach, right, so it's not omeid anymore to be a korban Pesach, because next year it's possible. It's more than a year old. Korban Pesach has to be no more than a year. So it's not omeid there. After Pesach, everybody holds, you don't need nakira. It's automatically now a shlomim. You can't do anything else with it. So it automatically, it's a special halacha that Pesach Shalom Bismano has the din of a shlomim. What? Pesach Sheni, could you bring that korban for a Pesach Sheni? Yeah, but it's talking with a guy who made Pesach Risha. So he doesn't need a Pesach Sheni. Could be that if this person didn't make korban Pesach Risha, maybe it still would have the same halacha till Pesach Sheni. But after Pesach Sheni, it's not only the Pesach anymore. Rashi. Pesach b'sharim os hashon. Kegon shefrish shekodem lechem yomim rabim. Your mafresh according Pesach in Adar. The kaimel on the kosher l'shlomim. According Pesach, shalom b'zmano is kosher to be l'shlomim. The pirkin l'kamon. The imshachtel l'pesach possible. The shechit l'shem Pesach is possible. Because it's not the thing as according Pesach in Adar. The lav zmanik, it's not the right time. The ilah shem shlamim shachtel kosher. The shechit l'shem shlamim, it's kosher. Here the shalom l'shma is the kosher. And the lishma would be possible. The heche, the shach, the lishma, the shalom lishma ma'al. What is the shach, the lishma and shalom lishma? But here the tables are turned. The lishma, the shem Pesach, passes it. And the shalom lishma, the shem shlomim, passes it. Mi osi, what's the shayla? Mi osi shalom lishma, umapik le midi lishma, umashile. Does the shalom lishma override the lishma and its kosher? Oh no, or maybe not. Ki osher of Dini, Omar Amrisa Lishmaista Kamedra of Yirmiyah. When Rav Dini came, he said, I said this over in front of Yirmiyah. Choyel the Lishma Machshiro Bismano. The Shalom Lishma Machshiro Shalom Bismano. Ma Lishma Machshiro Bismano, Ein Motzio Midei Shalom Lishma. Ach Shalom Lishma Machshiro Shalom Bismano, Ein Motzio Midei Lishma Apostle. He said, no. Can compare it to the case of Lishma and Shalom Lishma on Erev Pesach. Right, Lishma and Shalom Lishma on Erev Pesach, what's the halacha? We don't say that the fact that you said Lishma takes away from the Shalom Lishma, right, and makes it kosher. In other words, the way of learning this is pashas the following, that Shalom Lishma is not a psul. That's what we thought. Shalom Lishma is not a psul. It's just that the Shalom, because Stam is also kosher. Stam is also kosher, right? And not because Stam is as if you said Lishma, because a carbon is Stam, all made to be shechted for what it is. But if you said Shalom Lishma, you took away that Stam. And now it's Shalom Lishma. Okay, it's not Lishma anymore. The reason it's possible is not because it's Shalom Lishma, because it's not Lishma. The Shalom Lishma takes away from the Stam. Mashenkin, if you said Lishma the Feirish, I might think that the Shalom Lishma doesn't take away the Lishma. Because you said Lishma, right? Kamash Malah, no. The Shalom Lishma takes it away from the Lishma completely. And it's not kosher, right? And the Lishma doesn't take away the Shalom Lishma. The Lishma, the fact that you said Lishma, doesn't take away the psul of Shalom Lishma. Just the opposite. The Shalom Lishma is miskater on the Lishma and makes it Shalom Lishma. So it's possible, because there's a machshava Shalom Lishma. Same thing over here. It's kosher Shalom Lishma. Lishma makes it possible. So the Shalom Lishma is not going to be able to take away the psula of the Lishma. Right? The Lishma is a machshava psula on any time other than Erev Pesach. L'shem Pesach. It's not a, can't be a Pesach. So just like when it's Shalom Lishma and Lishma, and the Shalom Lishma is the posel, and Lishma is the machshir, the machshir doesn't take away the psula. So to over here, the machshir doesn't take away the psul. You have posel and kosher together, it's posel. What's it called? Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Dini, no comparison. Im amas b'shalol lishmo shekein noy b'chol hazvachim. You know why shalol lishmo is so strong that the lishmo can't take away and make it kosher? Right? Because that machshav is posel by all korbanos. Shalol lishmo is a posel. It's a negative thing. So even if you have the positive, you still have the negative. Mashtomar b'lishmo shekein eino noig b'chol hazvachim elam pesach b'vad. But where shalom lishmo is the master is only by Pesach. It's the only carbon that doing it shalom lishmo at a different time than it's supposed to be brought is kosher. That's what makes it kosher. It becomes a shlomo. Right? So the lishmo and lo lishmo don't apply to other korbanos. Only applies over here. Therefore, it's not a machshava psula, right? The lishma doesn't passel. It's just you need it to be shalom lishma. We have it shalom lishma. The lishma isn't a machshava psula that it's now you have positive and negative, so the negative works. You just have positive and not positive, so the positive takes over. That's what Rav Yirmiyah told Rav Dini. Rashi, Amrisha l'shmaisa l'melech midin binyan av the puzzle. I said over this var to Rabbi Yirmiya that just like shalol l'shma and l'shma on Erev Pesach, puzzles it l'shma and shalol l'shma before Pesach also puzzles it. Well, he says, no, ein motziyo midei shalol l'shma litfos loshen achron levado l'hachshir hanyishchot shalol l'shma l'shma. Rashi learns that we don't say that the what was the chiddush? That you said l'shma u l'shalol l'shma. No, you said what's it called? A shalol l'shma v'l'shma. So I might think that the l'shma should overpower the shalol l'shma and make it as if he didn't say l'shalol l'shma at all. You should only go after the last thing he said. Right? That we don't say. Av shalol l'shma, imotziyo midei l'shma, v'tfos l'shanach l'ashiro. So too, by before Pesach, whether the low l'shma is the heksher and the l'shma is the psul, if you said l'shmo, v'shalo l'shmo, it's not kosher. Because we don't go after the shalo l'shmo, which would make it kosher alone. We go after both things. Shmar says no. Rabbi Yirmiya said no. Maybe it's different. Maybe l'shmo and shalo l'shmo, you go after both of them, because both of them are machshavos that apply to all karbanos. So it's really a machshavos psul. So it passes. Psula b'chol asvachim. The Chora Shalol Lishma doesn't passel other korbanos. It only passels a chatas and a pesach. But it makes it passel enough that it's not ola lebayil m'shem chova by other korbanos. You can't be yotze your nether with that korban. So to a certain degree, it passels it. It doesn't passel the korban completely, but it passels it from being yotze your nether. Except for Pesach and Chakas, all other korbanos shelo lishma are kosher to be makriv, but you're not yotze with them. Chutz mipesach v'chatas shepsulim v'gamri almenoy b'chol asvachim. So that machshava shelo lishma has a power on all kosher. Some this way, some that way, but it might say it affects something negative in every korban. Therefore, it's a strong machshava, and therefore lishmo can't take away from that shalol lishmo completely. Mashenkin over here, tomer v'psul de lishmo sheino noy delav pesul b'shayim al sashana. But when lishmo is pasul, is only by one korban, by Pesach. There's no such thing as shechting it lishma, right, should make a korban pasul, except by Pesach, shalom is mana. Then shechting it l'shem Pesach makes it pasul. So that's not a real strong machshava psul. The kivin dekiel, osi shalom lishmo mapik leni midei. And therefore it's possible that the shalom lishmo, which will be machshir it, totally obliterates lishma, since these machshavas are not so strong. Tosus is bothered by the fact, fine, the machshava of lishmo here is not, it's the psul of lishmo is not so strong, but neither is the psul of shalom lishmo. Because the shalom lishmo is not a machshir, right, except over here. Okay, in any case, but that's the vort. The vort is, and it's different. The machshava of lishma, where it's kosher, and shalol lishma, where it's pasul, is a strong machshava and applies to all korbanos. But machshava of a psul of lishma is not really a psul. That's how we have to learn, right? Shechting korban pesach lishma, and at the wrong time, the machshava is not what makes it pasul. It's the fact that it's not a korban pesach anymore. But it's not a negative. It's just not the positive. So therefore, if you said shalol lishma and you made the positive, this doesn't have any effect. You just need the positive. Here is no negative. It's just not positive. Mashain came when you have a machshava lishmo and shalol lishmo regular, the shalol lishmo is a negative. So even though you have the positive, but you have a negative too, so it passes it. Okay. My havi Allah. So what's the solution? Well, Maisa, what's the halacha? We had a shayla. Yishechted Pesach, shalol bismano, lishmo, and shalol lishmo, where the shalol lishmo would be kosher, and the lishmo would be pasul, is it the same as shalol lishmo lishmo on Erev Pesach, which is pasul? Or maybe, no, it's not. Amar Rav Rava, Pesach sheshachta b'shari mos hashanah l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo kosher, like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that it's kosher. The hashtabo l'shmo koi v'afilu hachi tishachik lei shelo l'shmo kosher. Ha'ma'ashi shelo l'shmo u'mapik lei midi l'shmo. Tishachik nami l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo ashi shelo l'shmo u'mapik lei midi l'shmo. He says, rise like this. What if you would have shechted this carbon without saying anything? Not l'shma, not shalom l'shma. So what do we say? Since it's after Pesach, since it's before Pesach, right? Even though it's all made for the korban Pesach, but if you shechted it, right, on Purim, it's all made to be a shlomim. It can't be a Pesach. So it's kosher, right? Why? Because what's it called? If you don't, if the idea is not you shechted stam. Stam is a machlokes. You shechted it on the l'shem shlomim. Okay, you shechted it l'shem shlomim. You didn't say l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlomim. Just l'shem shlomim. Okay? So what would be? If you shechted it stam, you'll be pasul. Now that you said l'shem shlomim, it's like you did it l'shmo, shalom l'shmo. Because stam, it's only l'shem Pesach. Now that you added l'shem shlomim, right, you took away from the stam and made it kosher. So what difference would it make if you didn't say anything and stam, it would be l'shem Pesach and pasul? Well, you said l'shem Pesach and you also said l'shem shlomim. It's the same thing. In other words, not saying anything is as if you said l'shem Pesach and it'd be pasul. Now that you said l'shem shlomim, you took away from the machshava of l'shem Pesach, that's a stam, and it's kosher. So if you said l'shem Pesach and you also said l'shem shlomim, it should also be kosher. Because stam, if you shechted it l'shem shlomim, which is kosher, is just as if you shechted it l'shem shlomim, l'shem Pesach. Because stam, it's omeg l'pesach. Omer li ravada barava l'rova dil mashami heichad da'omer meheichad lo'omer. No. Maybe it's different when you actually said l'shem Pesach than when it's just stam omeg l'shem Pesach. If it's stam, so if you did it l'shem shlomim, you took away from the stam. But if you said the feirish, then maybe the Shem Shlomim can't take away from what you said before. It can only take away from the stam. Why? Because where we find a similar case, the Hala Ochla V'Shalola Ochla of Kosher. Right? We find that La Ochla V'Shalola Ochla is Kosher. The Chol Hecha D'Shachet Le Shalola Ochla V'Chudei Pasul. Right? If you said La Ochla V'Shalola Ochla is Kosher. But if you shechted it just Shalola Ochla, it's Pasul. Why? If you shechted it stam, without saying anything, it'll be kosher. So stam is like you said la'ochlav, and then you also said shalom la'ochlav. So what do we see? That even though stam would be kosher, but when you said the favor shalom la'ochlav, right, it's possible. If you but on the other hand, if you said the favor la'ochlav and shalom la'ochlav, it's kosher. So you see there's a difference between when you actually said the thing, then the other one can't take away. But if it's as if you said it, then the other one could take away. Right? Just as if you said it. Stam is as if you said the whatever it is for the stam, right? Then if you said the opposite, it could take away from the stam. But if the if you said Betheris what the stam is, then the other machshava can't take away from it. Stam, if you would have shechted not said anything, it would be kosher. Still, if you said shalola ochlav alone, shalola ochlav and stam is kosher. But shalola ochlav and the feirish la ochlav is kosher. Same thing over here. If you didn't say anything, and it's stam omeg lepesach, but you said the same shlomim, it'll be kosher. But if you said the feirish l'shem pesach, then the l'shem shlomim can't take away from that. What do you see from the case of Ochlav and Shalola Ochlav? That there's a difference if you actually said Shalola Ochlav, Ochlav, or you didn't say La Ochlav. You just left it at Stam. If you said it at Stam, then Shalola Ochlav takes away from that. It makes it possible. If you said Ochlav, but you also said Shalola Ochlav, it's still kosher. Hachinami, Shani Hechada Omar, Mehechad Lo Omar. Same thing over here. Amalei midir, he knows no raya from ochlav or shalol ochlav. Bishlo mahasim kamad lo akar le b'shchita stamei vadi l'shmokoi.
אלא הוכה שתמי לאוכלת קוי, דלו נמשכי הוני, ועושי אחריני ומימנו עליי.
Right? No, there's a difference between the machshava of l'ochlov and shalom l'ochlov and the machshava of l'shmo and shalom l'shmo. Right? Let's just finish up the lashon and I'll explain it. D'snan, nimni n'moshen, sidem nimenu ad sheyishchot. You can change korban pesachs until the shechita. You can have a whole group on one korban pesach and they can decide, no, we don't like this korban pesach. We want to get a different one. So they go away from the korban pesach and they another group becomes part of it. Or half the group leaves and half the group stays. You can change your ownership of which Korban Pesach you want to be counted on up until the Shechita of that Korban Pesach. After the Shechita you can change. But till the Shechita you can change. So therefore the thing is like this. What are we saying? What was the Shaila? Shaila was that the original Shaila was you have a Korban Pesach on Purim. If you shecht it l'shem Pesach, it's going to be kosher. If you shecht it l'shem Shlomim, it's going to be kosher. What if you shecht it l'shem Shlomim and l'shem Pesach? Does l'shem Pesach passel it even though you said l'shem Shlomim? Or does l'shem Shlomim make it kosher even though you said l'shem Pesach? So Gemara wants to say, it should be kosher. Why? Because let's say you didn't shecht it and you didn't mention anything. You didn't say anything. I'm shechting this. Without saying l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim, stam, it's only l'shem Pesach, and it'll be possible, right? Because Pesach hasn't come yet, this was separated for Korban Pesach, it's only to be a Korban Pesach, it's Purim, tough luck. So it'll be possible. That means not saying anything is as if you said l'shem Pesach. What if you didn't say l'shem Pesach, okay, but you said, I'm shechting this l'shem Shlomim. So, in fact, what is it compared to? It's just as if you said l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlomim. Because stam, it's l'shem Pesach. So when you said l'shem Shlomim, it means that in addition to the stam, which is l'shem Pesach, I'm adding l'shem Shlomim. And it's kosher. That's for sure kosher. You only said l'shem Shlomim. But the stam is as if you said it. Because if you shecht it without saying anything, it'd be possible. It'd be l'shem Pesach. So when you shecht it l'shem Shlomim, it's as if you're shechting it l'shem Shlomim and l'shem Pesach. And therefore it's what's it called, you see that if you shecht it just the same Shlomim, it'll be kosher, so l'shem Shlomim, l'shem Pesach is also kosher. Because when you shecht it stam, l'shem Shlomim, it's as if you said Pesach too. Because stam, it's only l'Pesach. So you see that it's kosher. The Gemara says no. Why, maybe there's a difference between when you actually said l'shem Pesach. Right, you have that psul, then the l'shem Shlomim can't make it kosher. But we didn't say l'shem Pesach. It's just that it's only l'shem Pesach. But you said l'shem Shlomim, you took that away. Then it'd be kosher. What's the raya that it'd be kosher? From l'shem Ochlov. If you didn't say anything by a korban, what's it called? L'shem Ochlov, l'shalol Ochlov. Okay, you have some people who are sick and some people who are healthy on this korban. And you didn't say anything. You shechted it stam. It'd be kosher. Okay, now that you said what's it called, and therefore if you shechted it, now shalola ochlov, right? Why should it be possible? Because you have two things: you have the stam, which is la ochlov, and you have the shalola ochlov that you said. Why is that different than la ochlov or shalola ochlov? You said the fairish la ochlov or shalola ochlov is going to be kosher. So what difference does it make if you said only shalom la'ochlov, but the stam is la'ochlov? So if we're saying that stam is as if you said, so then it's as if you said both things. The stam is la'ochlov. You said shalom la'ochlov. It should remain like la'ochlov or shalom la'ochlov, because it's not. If you only said shalom la'ochlov, even though the stam would be la'ochlov, it's not as if you said both. The fact that you said shalom la'ochlov takes away the shame ochlov completely. That makes it possible. So what do you see? When you actually said the thing, then the two machshavas, you have to consider them both. And it's kosher. But when you didn't say one, it's only stam. Had you said nothing, it could be stam that one. But you said the thing is only the other one, then it's matkiya. Then it takes away completely. Same thing over here. If you'd only said, what's it called? Shalom l'shma, it would be kosher. And if you didn't say anything, it would be possible. Because it's Purim, and you're making a Korban Pesach. So if you said both of them, it, what's it called, could still be possible. Because if you didn't say anything, even though Stam is Stam Omid Lepesach, and that would make it possible, right? But when you said Shalom Lishma alone, takes it away. But if you said it Betherish, then the other one won't take it away. The other one can take away from the Stam, it can't take away from what you actually said. That's what we're saying. And the Rai is from La'ochla v'shalo la'ochla. If you said both, it's kosher. But if you only said shalo la'ochla, even though the Stam is la'ochla, it doesn't remain kosher. It's possible. So what do you see? That when you say something, and the other, when it's connected, is the Stam, it's mevakel the Stam completely. That's the thing. Where it says, no, maybe la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla is mevakel the Stam, because it's not Stam Omeid for these Ochlin. Because maybe they'll change. Maybe it'll become other Ochlin. Right? You have Reuven and Shimon that can eat this carbon. Who said that Reuven and Shimon are going to remain on this carbon till the end? Maybe they'll change their mind. So the Stam isn't that strong. Therefore, if you have the Stam, and you said the Theris the other way makes the Stam nothing. Because the Stam isn't a strong Stam. But it's not Stam Omeid to be shechted on Reuven and Shimon, because they could change their mind and go to a different carbon. Masha'en Kain, the Stam of Lishma is very strong. This carbon is all made for a carbon Pesach. That's Stam. Now, if you what's it called, shechted it Shalo Lishma alone, it's still going to be kosher, even though it's going to negate a very strong Stam. So that very strong Stam is the same as if you had said what the Stam was. So, since it'd be kosher, if you said only Shalom Lishma, even though Stam it's Lishma, so if you said Lishma, and you said Shalom Lishma, it's supposed to be kosher. It should be the same thing. What you didn't say, but it's Stam like that, is as if you said it. And we see that it's kosher if you said the other way and with the Stam. So it should be kosher even if you said the other way. You said Lishma, and Shalom Lishma should still be kosher. That's the Raya. Rashi. Mehecha Tomar Mehecha de lo Amar, the Apal Gav de Hecha de lo Amar Bereisha Lishmo, the Amar Shalom Lishmo Kosher. Even though Stam, it's Omeid Lishmo and it's possible. But if you said Shalom Lishmo, it's kosher. Hecha de Amar, possible. Right? Then the Gemara says, so the same thing would be if you said it. The Gemara says, no, what's the right? Maybe where you didn't say it, it's just Stam, the other machshava can take away. But if your mommy said it, the favorites, the other machshava can't take away. Right? The hushalola ochlev pasul, the apple got the Stam ela ochlev kot. I'll bring you proof that there's a difference between when you said it, the favorites, or just Stam. Stam, korban tesach, is omeid la ochlev. But if you said only shalola ochlev, it's pasul. Even though the Stam is la ochlev. Masha'enken, if you said Betherish la'ochlov or shalol la'ochlov, it's kosher. So you see, that's different if you say it outright than if you just leave it with the Stam and say the other way. So asi shalol la'ochlov and mapik lemi stame. But then when you say shalol la'ochlov, you take completely away from the Stam and it remains only shalol la'ochlov. V'chi amar bereish shalol la'ochlov, v'chadar shalol la'ochlov, lo asi shalol la'ochlov and mapik lemi dey la'ochlov, called the kosher. But if you said Betherish la'ochlov, and then you said Shalom la'ochlov, the Shalom la'ochlov doesn't take away completely from the ochlov and it's kosher. But if you said, you didn't say anything, and Stam it's la'ochlov, and then you said only Shalom la'ochlov, it does take away from the Stam. So you see there's a difference between what you said and what you didn't say. Hachi Hashem, it says no comparison. And Achinami, over there is a difference between when you said and you didn't say, because the Stam isn't so strong. Hashem, me dummy, Stam la'ochlov and Stam la'ochlov. The Telfinu Me'adavi. How can you compare the Stam of La'ochlov to the Stam of Lishma? Hosam Stam of Lishma Alim Tuva. The Stam of Lishma is very strong. The Chol Kamad Lo'i Akir Le'Shem Pesach Minei Stam of Lishma Kod. Because as long as you haven't yet made it into a Shlomim, openly, it's only to be a Korban Pesach. Vafilu Hachi Ki Omer Shalom Lishma Mapik Le'Mistamim. And still, when you said Shalom Lishma, and you made it into a Shlomim, it takes away from the Stam completely. And that Stam is a pretty strong Stam. Hilkach ki omar lishmo bereisha nami yolik minei da'asi Shalom Lishma matik le'miyot. Therefore, even if you said Lishma,
not just it's considered as if you said it. And then you said Shalom Lishma takes away. Because if it can take away from the stam, which is so strong, it can take away from when you actually said it too. To go shani lon ben heched to amar meheched lo amar. Aval la ochlav mi olim stam adidei. But la ochlav is not such a strong stam that it's stam omid la ochlin, la ochlav, the stam aleku la honey ochlin. It's not stam omid for these two people who are going to eat it, or these 10 people who are going to eat it. Because they could change their mind and go to a different carbon. Hoi boy nimshechu honey minei umochrin also the chabur acher, they could sell it to another chabur. So it's not really strongly omade for these ochlin. And therefore, if you said, you didn't say it b'theirish, you just said shalol ochlav, it takes away from the stam. But it wouldn't take away from what you said. Mashain came where the stam is strong, the stam is like you said it. Tisnan, nimni malavir motion de'emi menu achi yishvat. Habolim no shalol yimne. A person wants to be counted on this korban Pesach can join up until the Shrita. The Harot Salimshov Yodavi Menu, Shikvar Nimno Lav Moshe. And anybody who wants to change his mind and go away from this carbon can also go away. You can be counted on it or go away from it up until the Shrita. Hilkach lo olim stam of the La'ochlav. Therefore, the stam of La'ochlav is not as if his mama said it. So therefore, if you said the other way, it takes away. But the stam of Lishma is mamish like you said it. The Apagab the Ashi Machsheva Shaloli Ochlav, Umatkile Nishtamo, Posale, Shani Lanhechad Omar La Ochlav Beresha, Nehechad Lo Omar. Here, saying is stronger than the Stam. The Hashem Tanishim Dlo Omim Stamahu. The Ekala Mamer Imshechu Lo Kamoi, the Imnu Alechol of the Zakain, the Shtachit Kule Shalol Ochlav. It's possible that it won't be La Ochlav. Possibly these people will leave and sick people will come on it and won't have any Ochlav. The chiyomer la ochlav and shalol la ochlav havilu mitzus ochlav lo pasul. But if you said it b'feirish, then it's okay. But not saying it b'feirish, just being omeid, that it's omeid for ochlav is not true, because it could be these people leave the carbon and other people who can't eat it will come onto the carbon.